You're listening to On Assignment by God, the daily blog and podcast. What did the Lord God say to me this morning? Hey y'all, what's up? Good morning and welcome to another episode of On Assignment by God, the daily blog and podcast. I am your host, Fun Strong James, and I'm excited to bring you guys a little bit of my conversation, actually a lot of bit of my conversation that me and the Holy Spirit literally just had. Like literally, my morning has been different and I know the Lord is shifting me and doing some different things. And so this morning I just sat at my keyboard and I just said, Lord, what is it that you want to say to me today? What do you want to talk to me about today? And the subject that came up was willingness. Willingness. The Lord said, every assignment has a purpose. Every assignment has a purpose. You may not know what it is, but your willingness to do it and your obedience in doing it honors me and pleases me, which in turn allows me to please you with the desires of your heart. Y'all, the Lord said, when I give you a word, a command, or an assignment, do it without hesitation. Do it willingly. But let's talk about unwillingness. Let's talk about that for a minute. Strap in and let's talk about it. So, have you ever asked a person to do something for you and they did it begrudgingly or reluctantly? Like they did it, but they really didn't want to do it. They didn't want to. They may have sighed like, oh, they may have rolled their eyes. Can y'all imagine me just rolling my eyes like, ugh? Or they may have been slamming things like, ugh, ugh, as they were doing it like, ugh, ugh. Or they may have just complained the entire time they were doing it. Like, oh, I don't even know. They be asking me to do stuff. And I don't know why they always be asking me to do this. I don't even be want to do this. I mean, yeah, I do work here. But man, every time I turn around, they asking me to do something else. I just really don't even want to be doing all this stuff. Like, why do I even have to do this? They complained the entire time they were doing it. I describe this as unwillingness. And speaking of unwillingness, this morning I was reading in 1 Kings chapter 16 through 18. It talks a lot of several kings who were very sinful and wicked and definitely were not obedient to the Lord. I mean, I was reading, I was like, oh, wait, they was bad. They were real wicked. They wasn't doing nothing, the Lord said, doing. And then each king, you know, one went out and died, another one came in, they got worse and worse. Like, it was bad. But as I was reading, though, I landed in chapter 17, which talks about the prophet Elijah. And I actually really enjoyed reading this because it spoke to hearing from the Lord and doing what the Lord commanded willingly. That's the word of the day. Willingly. Say it with me. Willingly. I was encouraged as I read how the word of the Lord came to Elijah to leave a place and go somewhere else. Now, how many of us have left a place without a word from the Lord? Okay, I hope you got your hand up because I know I got my hand up. I have moved and the Lord didn't even say move. Okay, I didn't get any kind of permission slip. Shameless plug for my latest book. I didn't get any kind of permission slip from the Lord to move. But Elijah heard a word from the Lord to leave a place and go somewhere else. Nowhere in the scripture did it say Elijah asked a whole bunch of questions either, y'all. You know, you hear a word from the Lord and you be like, but Lord, what? I mean, so like I was telling y'all during my testimony Saturday that I got a word from the Lord to start a nonprofit. And I was like, so yeah, you know, your girl really likes profits. Like what, you know, like the nonprofit situation. And then I had worked for a nonprofit too. And it was like an experience. It was an experience that I was like, Lord, why would you want me to start that? Why would you want me to start something like that? But of course, the Lord kept talking to me in my unwillingness. And thanks be to the Lord for continuing the conversation, because it wasn't about me creating something that I had been a part of. But the Lord used the fact that I had been a part of that as experience for me. So sometimes, you know, as you keep the conversation going with the Lord, he'll explain it to you. But sometimes you're just supposed to do it and not ask a whole bunch of questions. So Elijah was told to leave a place. So in verse 2, it says the word of the Lord came to him. In verse 3, it says the Lord told Elijah to leave here, turn eastward, and hide at the Wadi Cherith where it enters the Jordan. Okay, so basically go over there and hide at this little river where it enters the Jordan. And in verse 4, the Lord gave Elijah instructions that he could drink water from the Wadi and that some ravens, that some birds, you know, like Baltimore Ravens. That's what I think about when I see the word ravens. Some ravens would feed him. Then in verse 5, it says Elijah proceeded to do what the Lord commanded. That's key right there. That verse is key. Elijah proceeded to do what the Lord commanded. That means he moved. He did it. He obeyed. He was willing. He didn't give the Lord a whole bunch of lip about it. So here we have it from verse 2 to verse 5. Elijah heard from the Lord. And by the time we reach verse 5, he proceeded willingly to do what the Lord commanded. And guess what happened when he got to where the Lord told him to go? Everything the Lord said would happen. That's exactly what happened. He drank from the Wadi, and ravens, not the Baltimore Ravens, but some ravens, kept bringing him bread and meat, a whole sandwich in the morning and the evening. Come on, y'all. Come on now. He got water from the Wadi, and it was a famine. It hadn't been raining there because he had spoke a word for no rain, and it wasn't raining. But he got water from the Wadi, and the ravens kept bringing him sandwiches. Sandwiches, I say, in the morning and the evening. Today, I want us to be encouraged to first have a relationship with the Lord so that we can hear clearly from him. Then I want us to be encouraged to write down what he says for us to do. And finally, I want us to be encouraged to be willing to obey the word from the Lord. We can clearly see from 1 Kings 17 verses 2 through 6 that when we are willing and obedient to the instructions or the assignment from the Lord, he will provide everything we need. And I do mean everything, even 2 sandwiches a day. Y'all, it was a quick word today, wasn't it? Okay, some of these podcasts are going to be quick. You get that word, look, it's just like Elijah. Here go the word, now go do it. Here go the word, now go do it. Here go your assignments, now I want you to go do it. Number one, what did the Lord God say to you in your conversation with him this morning? And number two, are you willing or are you doing your assignment begrudgingly, reluctantly? You got a whole lot of lip about it. You complaining to everybody about it. And the Lord told me to do this and I don't even know why. And it don't even make sense to me. And I don't even know. No, you don't really know. But if the Lord told you to do it willingly. Because when you do it willingly, he's going to provide everything you need. He's going to give you specific instructions. In the Bible, 1 Kings chapter 17, it says, the Lord told Elijah, leave here, turn eastward. Y'all, if that ain't specific instructions, when it's from the Lord, the instructions are going to be so specific. They will not be vague instructions. Okay? But I want you to get your heart in check. Are you willing? Like, if you haven't been willing, if you've been complaining and stuff, I want you to repent. Repent for that, y'all. Okay? All right, y'all, that's all I got for you. Make sure you are willingly doing your assignments, and I'll catch you guys on tomorrow.